Hello, everyone. Welcome back. I'm Megan Hayhurst, and I'm joined alongside by Mike Hayhurst.
That's
and
me.
this is a whole brand new year, so a brand new season of the LaRange Ice Wolves podcast hosted by us. And we have our first episode debuting here right now as Mike and I get to sit down and interview head coach and GM Kevin Kaminsky and assistant coach Kyle Schneider. So, Mike, what are your thoughts, though, before we get into the interviews about how the boys' season has been? So far, we are now 11 games in. Kevin Kaminsky is back behind the bench.
Yeah, I think starting off the season with Schneider running the bench has been great for Kyle. And, you know, he finished with a good record. And I think the boys are off to a good start. And they're finding chemistry. And I think they're doing well.
Okay, now and off to a good start. This year, our podcast is also a video podcast, so it will also be available on all the platforms as well, but also putting the video side of it on YouTube. Traveling on the road, though, we didn't bring our full-blown setup, so sorry, today's is just basically a Zoom call so that you can get a couple of different angles of everybody speaking, so you get kind of the gist of it, a new insight to and things.
Who's bringing us this podcast this year?
So this podcast is sponsored by the JRMCC, and a huge thank you to them, because they provide the LaRange Ice Wolves with an amazing workout facility. So thank you to everyone involved there who helps them to, you know, get their memberships or leads a workout, things like that. So very important to have the JRMCC as a valued sponsor here hosting for sponsoring this podcast for this season. So with that being said, we're going to go to a commercial from the JRMCC scene, and then we'll be back with our guests for episode one this season.
This episode is brought to you by the Jonas Roberts Memorial Community Center. So much to do in one stop. Fitness center, gym, hall, boardroom, rink, ball diamonds, mini golf course, golf simulator, and more. Stop in today for all of your sports and recreational needs.
Well, let's talk about this season right now. You guys have some good things going. What are your thoughts on how things are starting off for you guys?
Well, I think, obviously, I gotta give Schneider a lot of credit here for taking the reins.
Yep, running the bench for the first time for 10 games by yourself.
It's good experience for him, and Rob Wilson stepped in and did a great job as well. And, you know, he went 5-4-1, so, you know, winning record, and, you know, that's what we wanted. So, you know, I think with, again, we've had some, a lot of injuries already.
Yeah.
And I think there was some more last night. And so we'll see what we got to adjust the lineup tomorrow. But, you know, I think our goal, we'll start with our goaltending. I think our goaltending is a very good duel, a tandem that, you know, Dawson has had that experience last year. You know, we really like Topher. We know he's, you know, the game against Humboldt, and then I think it was Melfort that
early game in the season
there. You know, and we didn't play well in front of him, but we really like Topher's compete, his passion, his no quit on any puck, and he plays his angles well, and just a great kid that brings an unbelievable work ethic. So we feel we've got you know, one of the best goalie tandems in the league. And and then Topher, like I said, we had a great talk with Topher. And nothing like, you know, losing against Humboldt and then throwing right into the fire.
Yeah,
and,
right back at
you
it.
You know what? He accepts that challenge. And he played a hell of a game in Humboldt and got us the win there. So like I said, we're very happy with our goaltending. We just need to play a little bit better in front of, you know,
whoever's in the net that night.
Exactly, yep. Both guys.
Yep.
And then defense out, like I said, you know, Liam McInnes has had a couple injuries. You know, he's one of our power play guys and leaders and everything else. And so it'll be nice to get him back probably next Saturday when we play. So, but yeah, we've got some good veteran leadership, you know, back there with, you know, Abrick, you know, then we have, you know, and Parker Layton, that's been, a year in here. Then you got, like I said, we got a big young kid, Silzer. We got the trade with Coil that's very mobile and puck moving D-man and physical. You know, we got Gust and Bell and who else we missed?
Graham.
Yep. Yeah, like I said,
one of the Langley boys.
Yep. Yeah, we've got a little bit of, you know, some stay-at-home D-man, some good offensive guys. So we have a little bit of mixture, and I think we have the right chemistry. Now, with Liam being out, I think it does hurt our power play a little bit, but guys are filling in, and, you know, we do have a very good power play so far.
Did you guys want to focus on that this year, the power play and the penalty kill, as special teams is a huge part of the game nowadays? So is that a thing that you wanted to focus on going into this year?
Yeah, I think, you know, obviously special teams is with the way the game's called these days is sometimes you can play more 5-on-4 or 5-on-3 than you do 5-on-5 straight up. So,
yeah,
it's definitely like, I mean, special teams can win or lose you hockey games, right? So,
yeah.
You know, our penalty kill, we really didn't make a whole lot of adjustments. It kind of comes down to personnel as well.
Yeah.
Like you got to have the right guys and the guys committed and buying into the system that we're trying to preach. I think on the power play side, like just having constant communication, video work, and practice. Like, I think we're spending a little more time on it. Not to say that we didn't last year. It's just, you know, you have those ups and downs, like I said, again, where you can get hot and you can score a couple in three games in a row, and then you might go cold for the next three. But as long as you're doing the right things and getting the quality chances, you know, we're happy with that.
Yeah. Absolutely. And speaking of the prep for the season this year, last year you guys were together, but you were coming in after a COVID year where you as the general manager and your scouts didn't get to see a lot of kids the year before because most of them played 5 or 6 games wherever they were playing. How much more do you feel comfortable going into season after knowing your scouts and yourself have had a full season the year before to prepare? Like I felt like last year, and you know, everybody's in the same boat. So, you know, you have put your team together, but sometimes these new players that you haven't seen only 6 games, it's, you know, you have to wait and see what you have on the ice. So this year, do you feel more ready that way, or more what to expect?
I guess. Well, I think we've you know, we've got some good returning forwards up front, and a few more D-men than we had last year. You know, and guys seem to be, you know, buying into the systems or the foundation. And you know, like I said, I think our scouts do a great job of recruiting. And like I said, they couldn't get out that much the year before with COVID and everything. And then you have to kind of just rely on your connections.
Yeah.
You know, I have a lot of connections all over the place. And you know, they kind of give me a lowdown of what type of player they are. And do we need that type of player, or do we have too many of that? Or, you know,
like find the balance.
Yeah, exactly. Find that right chemistry, that right fit for, you know, to make it work. And, you know, so far, like I said, I think we've, you know, got some good mileage out of some guys. You know, just like, you know, the last few days we've been working on scoring in practices, because we get hot and then we get cold, right? And it just showed last night that I don't know how many open nets we missed last night, right?
Yep.
And we had some very good chances. We just didn't finish. So, you know, there's always an ongoing process in your game that there's something to work on.
Yeah. Right?
And whether it's power play, whether it's penalty kill, D zone coverage, you know, scoring, forecheck, whatever it is. But, you know, and again, you just have to keep on, nose to the grindstone. And I am, and Schneid is a good backboard. I, you know, 23 years of coaching, and I still sometimes like, what are we missing? And again, it just showed, like I said, I think against Melfort and Humboldt, it was, we talked about the second and third effort and paying the price to score.
Yeah.
And, you know, so then we did, like, you know, we obviously the game went down to the wire at Humboldt, but we found a way to win. And then last night, you know, I thought we, after probably the first 10 minutes of the first, we kind of got better and better as the game went along and took over. But unfortunately, you know, I think we outshot him 28 or whatever.
Yeah,
you guys came back with the shots.
We only give up 21 shots, right? Mm-hmm. So usually we have, our team goal is to give up only 26 shots or less a game. And that's the only time so far since I've been in the Ronge in 4 years is when we lost.
Yeah.
Right? So, and that's going to happen, whether hot goalie or you said you missed some
just,
open nets.
Yeah, just some, sometimes the bounces, like, I don't know what it looked like to you guys, but last night's game, I just felt that puck just looked like a basketball out there. And, you know, sometimes the bounces go your way and, you know, so, you know, I know there's the saying, you earn your bounces, and I'm not saying you didn't earn them, but it just seemed like a bouncing puck all night and just a little bit, you know, I like the chances were there and just a bounce here and there.
Right.
So you had touched on a word that I'm going to single out, missing. Obviously you were missing from behind the bench for the first 10 games of the season. And Kyle, you had to take over as head coach. What was that like for you, Kyle, to start the season that way?
Yeah. Well, like kind of, as Killer said earlier, it was a good experience for myself selfishly. I mean, obviously I would have rather had Kevin on the bench with me, you know, but I think I learned a lot through that 10 games with just having to do, like, I mean, Kevin was still around for practices and whatnot and helping me prepare. And I leaned on him a lot, but when you're actually in the moment and it's kind of all on you to present the pregame speech and the in-between period speeches, you got to have a plan and you got to be prepared and know what you're going to say and relay the message. Like, you can have lots of thoughts in your head, but how do you get it out, right?
Get it to something that they can understand.
Exactly.
And
yeah.
Be effective. Yeah.
And then, like, just bench management, you know, I told Kevin this a few times last year where there's times in the second period where I thought we might have had to go in there and kick a garbage can, but Kevin would go in there with just a calm presence. And that's what the guys needed at that point. And I think that comes with 23 years of experience where he just knows when to push players and maybe when to be a little bit of a softer touch. And I think that was good for me to go through that too.
Yeah.
And kind of go through some ups and downs through the 10 games. But overall, you know, I think we showed some character to come back from, you know, four losses in a row with a big win against Melfort, and then again to back it up with a big win against Humboldt to give them their first loss of the season. No, I was pretty proud of the group to you know, show some heart and the care factor and the want and will to be the best team in the league.
And what about for you, Kevin, watching him have to go through that and step up to that? How do you think he did?
Well, he did a fantastic job. You know, he makes my job, Schneid makes my job easier. I mean, you know, during those 10 games, well, besides the last game, I had to sit on the bus
and
listen to it because someone was on my accounts. I couldn't even watch it on my phone.
So. Oh.
but anyway, I got to spend, you know, a lot of time at home, you know, just sitting in my bed, got the hockey TV on, watching the game, and I made a whole bunch of different notes and we showed a lot of video. So that was a good experience for me to learn my team, because on the bench, it's a fast game.
Yeah. And you've got a lot going on.
You know, you only see what you see. Right. And that's one of the things I tell my players, like, look, if I try and be demanding without being demeaning. And I try and push my players to get the best out of them. And if, like I said, the game is fast. If I say something on the bench to a player, don't take it personally, right? Yep. Just say underneath your breath, F you, coach, and I'm going to do better.
Yeah.
And if you think it was the wrong thing by what I seen, the video doesn't lie. Come in my office. we'll talk about it.
Yeah.
Right. I could be wrong too. I'm wrong sometimes. You know,
Megan's wrong sometimes too.
We're always looking at something. If I think I saw something, he thinks he saw something else. He's always pulling up Hockey TV too, right? Yeah, like, you know, right, so there.
Like,
yeah.
Said, it's a two-way street. Like I said, it happens fast, and this is what I see at the time. And if I give you a little bit of heck, don't take it personally. I'm just trying to get the best out of you, and you need to be better. But if you think, hey, coach, can we see the video tomorrow? You bet we can.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what it's all about. I'm a coach trying to get better after 23 years too. I need to keep learning. I got to be a sponge and listen to other coaches and, you know, go on websites and find different things, the little nuances of the game that are always changing.
Yeah, it's a evolving game, as you know, compared to, I'm sure, when you started coaching to now.
Right.
It's a little different for you from when you started coaching. But, you know, I'm sure you're probably being a sponge too, learning from Killer and learning just from your own experiences, you know.
You bet. Yeah. Like, I mean, as a player, Kevin was for sure my favorite coach I ever had. And, you know, I think like one of his strengths and something that I'm trying to make a strength of mine is when you build relationships with players and you come a little personal and personable with players, it's a lot easier to give some tough love, because they realize that during the game, it might be hard to listen to, and there's some tough coaching moments. But after the game, you can come into our office and we could talk about it. We could break it down. Yep. And as Kevin said, he's just trying to get the best out of you.
Yep.
And I think that's a great way to coach. You see players throughout the years that Kevin's been here. I think all of us, and I'll definitely speak to this, we wanted to run through a wall for him.
Yeah.
And that's the passion that he has for hockey. And you can just see how much he cares. And it's hard not to buy into that as a player.
Yeah. And that brings to the next, like you mentioned, you know, he's the greatest, best coach you've played for. And, you know, you'd run through a wall. And that brings up your newest hire this year. You guys brought on a player that, you know, only played half a season for you. And, you know, he loved it so much, he's sticking around Parker Fofanoff. So, what do you guys think of old Foff back behind the bench with his training expertise? And
Foff is a great kid. You know, he's, you know, there's an avenue that he wanted to take, and worked out great. You know, he's done his medical stuff. He's done some taping sessions already. So, yeah, so like he's, you know, just as himself as a player, you got to prepare. And as a trainer, he's got to prepare. Obviously, there's lots of things to do as a trainer.
Yeah.
And like I said, a trainer's job, it never ends either. And it's late hours. And, you know, just like I said, and still, like, we help him out with the towels or sewing up equipment. I've got my needle.
Got your needle and thread going. You know, yeah.
I got the thing where it's a big leather thing that goes over your hand, and it has the, where you push the big needle through. So
just, for that,
you know, it's just, you know, we try and help each other out. I mean, but Foff has made our job easier, because you know, when Pacey wasn't there, we had to,
you guys were doing all the, you know, all the, like, training stuff. Yeah. So
towels and sharpening skates. And then you have to do like, it was,
and is Foff good at the skate sharpening?
Yeah.
Do you trust him to do your guys' skates?
No,
he's a quick learner. Yeah, well, it's good.
I just stand there. So,
yeah.
Well, it's pretty cool for me. Like, Foffer is actually a former teammate of mine as well. At Alfred, so,
okay,
it's pretty cool to reconnect with him. And, you know, last year when we brought him in, I obviously could be a character reference being a former teammate of his. And he did a great job coming in for us last year. And, you know, he's just a hockey guy, and he's a team guy. He likes being a part of something, and he's been a big help so far.
Yeah,
brings great energy, like he did as a player.
Yeah, that's definitely good.
So, we should really touch on another past player that you had, Kevin, who has now taken over as a head coach role in the States in Fresno, Dalen Manon.
Yes,
is that a surprise to you? Did you see that in his career moves? What are your thoughts there?
Well, I think I knew he kind of had that side to him, but it just kind of, it was weird, because his former lineman, Cody Key, who had coached there 2 years before, did unbelievable job. And then he got he's into the racing and all this stuff. And I think he got a really good offer to go work somewhere. So they had hired another guy. The Monsters had hired another guy. And I don't, things turned sideways. So they were looking for a coach. And, you know, again, a hometown boy from Fresno. And he has a really good relationship with the owner, Jeff Blair. So, you know, I guess it worked out great for him. And I know he's going to do a great job. Yeah. He has a great knowledge for the game, obviously. He's got some great offense.
Yeah,
I might have to help him out on
the back check. Yeah,
but no, he'll get those guys going. He can explain the game well. And he, like I said, I went home there back to Saskatoon for Thanksgiving, and we talked for quite a while on my way back to Laurent's. You know, he was asking me a whole bunch of different questions, and I had left a book with the practice plans and the foundation and all that stuff for Cody Key, former player, now coach, or was a coach.
Yep.
So he has all that stuff anyway. But yeah, I think Mano has just a great attitude. He's always has a smile on his face. Yeah. But like I think he said, man, how did you do all this stuff? You know? And
I'm sure there's so much behind the scenes that nobody, unless you've done it.
Yeah.
Right. Would know what it takes to actually do the head coaching and general manager job of any hockey team like this.
But it's good. It's good for Fresno. It's good for the hockey community.
Yeah,
like you said, he has a great attitude towards the game, and he's going to do really well there with the Monsters.
Yeah.
So another change this season that kind of occurred off ice, but gets to carry over onto the ice. The uniforms, the jerseys, they seem to be in the stands. You love them or you hate them. What are your guys' thoughts on them?
Well, we designed them.
So you guys don't like them?
No. Majority really love them too. So you'll get a couple of comments about them here and there, but they're pretty great overall. We like them.
What have your guys' been reactions to them?
Well,
have there been a favorite?
I haven't been in the ring.
Well, I guess. Yeah, you're fine to note.
I'd agree, though. Yeah, it's probably love or hate, though. Purple is the original Ice Wolf jersey colors, right? So that was our thought behind bringing that back. And, you know, it's been over 10 years now without since the last championship, right?
So
we thought a new look and maybe a new year and a new mindset for the Ice Wolves was a good idea.
Yeah.
We went more with the San Jose teal. Now they changed kind of back to the green that we had, you know, and it was tough to find that, you know, it wasn't a real teal, but it was kind of a teal, mm-hmm. right? So it was tough to find that green with other things. So, but anyway, we went with the San Jose teal and just with the third jersey, I can't remember who it was, just the LA North, you know, you know, LA, Hollywood is beautiful, but
LA North
has even more than that, right? So we designed that logo, which I thought was awesome. And that's our one little thing, especially when we play Saturday night, we don't lose in LA North.
Yeah. Saturday night in LA North, no place I'd rather be.
There we go.
That was great, right? Yeah. We need that on a bumper sticker now.
Yeah.
Along with the bleed teal.
Right.
What about the fan base? What are your guys' thoughts on the fans in L'Orange and playing at the Mel Hagelin? I know we kind of touch on it every year, but it's something else.
Well, you can go first as a player.
Yeah, you know, I think the Ice Wolves community as a whole is just unbelievable. You know, from our billets to our board to all the people behind the scenes to make it work, to our fans who are so important to our team. The Mel is a special, special rink. It is an unbelievable home ice advantage when it is rocking. It is, it's hard to think out there, right? You're just running off energy and just feeding off that crowd. And, you know, I remember back to playoffs where that was Kevin's first year as head coach with L'Orange. And he told me a story that the pictures in his office were shaking. It was so loud from the stomping on the bleachers. And, you know, I remember coming out to that and it was just like, how can't you get up for this? So, to our fans, we appreciate your support. We couldn't do it without you, and keep coming out when you can.
And I think just for myself too, all of what Schneid said, this is it's a great little community. And I think we got to give, kudos to our players too. Obviously, don't get me wrong, obviously the winning bring success, right?
Yeah.
And but I also think that the players have done an extremely important and awesome job of getting them or getting themselves into the community, and it's been huge. We want to try and do every promo we can that comes across our desk.
Yeah.
If it's the timing is right, but like I said, like I said with the Billet families, we have a lot of minor sports kids, you know, that play hockey and they go out to help them. And then we had the first year, especially, we had three guys working over at the school, you know, and guys working at different jobs around the community. And I think with us being involved in the community, we brought the people back and to the mill.
Yeah.
But also, like you said, the winning success has helped out big time too. So it really goes good together. And like I said, it's nice to, you know, when you're walking into a store and you, Co-op especially, because it always seems like there's fans there every time you go in. You know, you're only going in for 10 minutes. The next thing
you're in there for an hour.
The meat guy.
The
bacon guy. Like, it's just, it's never. But that's what it's all about. It's about them wanting to know what's going on, but you being a part of them. And that's what makes it work. So,
yeah. And obviously I've only been a part of the small town, but, you know, being such a small town, it just feels like, you know, they're invested in it. You know, they feel like they're part of the team as, you know, fans as well. So
for sure. In the playoffs, like I said, Shine's touched on that. It was absolutely just phenomenal how loud and the great atmosphere it was, and the Burbits getting thrown on the ice. And, like I said, it's a great little community to live in, and I really enjoyed my time.
All right, so before we wrap things up here, let's touch on the next two games that are coming up. Today is a day off here in Yorkton, but tomorrow, so Friday evening, it's the Melville Millionaires. What are your guys' thoughts going into that one, first time seeing them this season?
Yeah, you know, obviously Melville is a team that has a lot of speed this year. They got a good, really solid top six forward group. They got quite a few returning players, an experienced team. It's always, you know, as we tell our guys all the time, there's so much parity in the SJHL. Like, any team can beat anybody on any given night. So you got to be prepared and ready to play our game to our best of ability, and we'll adjust to them tomorrow.
Yeah, no, I think Melville, like I said, they've made a lot of good changes for the better to have, you know, to really have a good chance to, you know, show some stuff this year and make playoffs. Like you said, the parity in this league is crazy this year, and you can't take a night off, you know. Melville's, like I said, you got to make sure you shut down those top two lines, and you got to work them and out-discipline them. And like I said, we got to be road warriors, and we got to go in there and steal 2 points tomorrow, and then regroup and give Yorkton the payback as well Saturday night, and get home to get some rest.
This episode is brought to you by the Jonas Roberts Memorial Community Center. So much to do in one stop. Fitness center, gym, hall, boardroom, rink, ball diamonds, mini golf course, golf simulator, and more. Stop in today for all of your sports and recreational needs.
All right, a big thank you to our guests, head coach and GM of the LaRonge Ice Wolves, Kevin Kaminsky, and assistant coach of the Ice Wolves, Kyle Schneider. So, Mike, before we go, what are your thoughts on the game coming up in Melville here? First time seeing them?
Yeah, I'm thinking the boys are going to come out flying, get pucks deep, as they say. And I think they're going to get back on the winning track. I think last game was, just a tough road loss. But I think they're going to come back, be able to take 2 points out of Melville, and then come back and get some redemption against the Yorkton Terriers on Saturday before they head home for a week off.
Yeah. So before we sign off here, I want to have a big thank you to our sponsor, the JRMCC, being our podcast sponsor. So thank you. And everybody tune in next week as our guests are captain of the L'Orange Ice Wolves, Walker Jerome, and assistant captain, Ethan Strick. So stay tuned for that one.
Entertaining duo.
Absolutely. And before we sign off here today, there's also one little special treat that you guys get to see here, a quick little segment of our quote of the week from Rylan Silzer. And that quote of the week is brought to you by AGI and Biotank Limited. So stay tuned for that. And we will catch you all next week for episode number two.
Stand at the point, shoot the puck. But in the D zone, if you get trapped in there for a couple minutes, it's pretty tiring. But I like moving the puck and, you know, getting hit the odd time feels good, so.